This post will say things that may offend. If you're easily offended, I recommend you stop here. I've been making mistakes in submission and pregnancy has made me more sensitive than usual. I've been struggling with insecurity. The reason being that both me and my sister-wife are pregnant. However, even though only a few weeks apart, I am showing and look very pregnant while she doesn't appear pregnant at all. I started accusing my master of preferring her because she doesn't have a baby belly in a very childish way. My master's response was firm but honest. He told me I was not allowed to question what he prefers, but that even if he did prefer one wife over the other, what is it to me? My role is to be obedient, and if he ever loved, preferred, desired, or wanted one wife over the others, that is his right because we are his possessions. I'm not allowed to ask him who he prefers but must accept whatever decisions he makes. He asked me if I would ask the father if he loved another of his followers more than me? If I would accuse the father because he was blessing someone more than me? He also told me that I should not be concerned about who Yahushua loves the most or who he blesses more. I need to focus on my own relationship with the father and not what he's doing for someone else. I knew my master was right. I would never dare question the father about his intentions with others, or ask him why he blesses or loves someone more than me. I'm just honored to have his love. My master taught me to understand that women can't expect total equality in polygyny with regard to what a man desires when he desires it. He compares the choice in women to eating his favorite foods, and the switch up is what keeps things exciting. However, if he decided he wanted pizza every night, that's his right, and I have no place to question it. I was created for his help, his pleasure, and his joy. Since childhood, women are given the subliminal message that we are the prize. We are placed on a pedestal and told men should worship us. In the Father's kingdom, it's the opposite of this. We are to revere our men, which means to worship them. We were only created to be a help to them. In the book of Enoch, it goes even further to say that the Father gave men wives so that they could bear sons. When you read the Old Testament, you will see it clearly that the Father deals with men for the most part. Lineage always went through the men. Nations were established through the men. My point is that in Yahushua's eyes, I am a beloved daughter, but I am also the possession of an earthly master. I can't even approach the Father without first covering my head because I am the image of my master, and my master is the image of Yahushua according to 1 Corinthians 11. This life is all about my master. I am a part of his story. If he decides to bring home who he feels is the most beautiful woman in the world, and only desires her for his fulfillment, that is his right. He knows that in the law, his other wife's duty of marriage cannot be diminished, so this must be done within the context of that law. But my reality check came from realizing I can't expect or ask him to always feel equal in his desires and needs. If he wants what he wants, I have to accept that. If he brings home beautiful wives or concubines, I have to be happy for him. I have to come down off my pedestal and realize this life is about him, his seed, and his lineage. I will be judged by the Father based on how I respected, honored, and revered my master. We were created for them. Just think about that over and over again. It's humbling. Sometimes in my emotions, I forget my place. I'm thankful my master corrected my insubordination so that I could remember this important lesson. Your man is the prize. He is your king. If your king wants lots of women, humble yourself to say yes, Lord, and be obedient. Read the scriptures to see that the Father allowed this for men. Watch my video Monogamy and Polygyny, both blessed by the Most High, if you struggle with this. I know it's hard to accept, but it's the truth. Your man is the leader of polygyny and you have to submit to his desires. Women are not the prize, we're not to be worshipped. A man should never bow down to us. The Father gave women to men and the choice to have many women so they could be fruitful and multiply and bear sons. We need to go bow down to our men, kiss their feet, and repent. Biblical submission is a beautiful lifestyle that is worthy of praise. Thank you for reading or listening to this podcast. I hope it reaches someone's heart. Feel free to leave any questions in the comments below.